Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen, just don't go outside. You know I love being outside, but if you want to be outside today, metaphorically speaking, you got to be inside because it is gross.
I mean, you can be outside. Just make sure you get the Uber or the cab to where you're going. You don't want to really be walking around.
You need some sort of roof apparatus on your person, whether it's a car, whether it's an umbrella, whether it's a hood, something.
How about I say the hood is my apparatus of choice to protect the top,
the ceiling, the roof. I have a small head, and unfortunately, hoods are too big. And then I had the fortune of walking to work today and the water dripping between my sunglasses and my face.
So I got you one up. Right, I accidentally left my backpack open, like unzipped. So my laptop, when I looked at it, had water all over it. And I was like, I hope that's not in the computer. Because that would be bad.
Yeah, that was a bold move by you.
It was not on purpose.
Point is, stay inside and listen to us. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That's Marshall Harris. I'm Layla Rahimi. And that is that's an indication in the open that Tyler Buterbaugh just put together of what the head coach has said this week. Ben Johnson, when it comes to wanting to start faster, we discussed that part of it. Procrastination offense may be a good term. I kind of regret coming up with it, but I too am a procrastinator, so you get the job done eventually until you don't, and that's what happened against Green Bay. But it wasn't just them, as we know. We'll get into the defensive part of this a little bit later in the hour, but we also want to know what you think. 312-644-6767. Marshall has been, as I said in our transition segment with Mully and Haw, percolating on this for a while. I am not there yet. And the question is, what is the Bears ceiling this season if Caleb Williams doesn't show improvement this year? We talked to a lot of people about mechanics. Tim Jenkins, I think, really perked our ears when it came to why he might be overthrowing certain balls. He thinks it's a mechanical issue. But regardless, Ben Johnson had said previously, December is when this offense is going to look its best. And unfortunately, the combination of the NFL sniffing out what you're not doing well as a team and the Bears being able to only do so much of what they want to do in the playbook, and I don't think that's just on the quarterback, leads us to this point where there is a critical game if they want to maintain the record that they started with, if they want to maintain that 9-3 start, if they want to try to get into the playoffs. This Cleveland game becomes much more pivotal. That's the nature of the job when things get better. So how does that translate for the rest of the season? If what you saw against Green Bay is what it's going to be, is that a good way of putting it, Marshall?
Well, I think the main thing you have to remember is for Caleb Williams, it's worked so far. There's a reason they're 9-4 without him being at his best. You go back over the course of the 13 games he's played this season. One, there has definitely been steady improvement from week one to now week 13. They've been in most of the games that they've played past the bye week, and Caleb Williams has been a big reason why. It's been his spectacular throws, the off-platform, the off-schedule, the outside-of-the-pocket stuff that he's been able to do that has had them in a lot of these games. I think what I've kind of come to terms with, and it took a while, because if you'll remember, one of the reasons I thought that they would beat the Packers last week is I said, I think this is where Caleb Williams will be the difference. And we talk about winning in spite of the passing game as opposed to because of the passing game. I thought he was going to have an opportunity to do that. And you know what? He did have an opportunity to do that. He just failed to execute on a play late in the game where essentially the game was on the line. What could have been a game tying or even a go-ahead touchdown. And I think what I've understood after talking to Tim Jenkins, after talking to Patrick Manley, after talking to Anthony Heron, after listening to Ben Johnson specifically, is that this version of Caleb Williams that we saw last week against the Packers, the one that is inconsistent but still does special stuff throughout a game, mostly geared towards the back half of the game, that's the one we're going to get this season. And the types of adjustments and the things he needs to do to correct his game and make it more consistent, it's not coming until the offseason. So what that means is what you saw last week from Caleb Williams, not that he can't make one more play, that's not what I'm saying, but what we saw as far as lack of consistency is what we're going to get from now to the end of the season. And it's Ben Johnson's job to work around that and to put his team, his offense, his quarterback in the best position in spite of Caleb Williams not being a finished product. He's just not going to be a finished product. And that's fine.
I didn't expect him to be a finished product, but I'm not ready to say that he can't show improvement these next, what, four games left? I'm not willing to say that.
Well, let's go to the tape and listen to the people who talked about why he needs the offseason.
I would also like to submit my opinion, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was it.
So, like, no, I was going to get to it. So I think when it comes to, like, what you're seeing, I think there's a couple of ways that the Bears as a whole were exposed against the Packers. You don't have to call as many passing plays as they called in the first two drives where they outnumbered the pass calls, outnumbered the run calls, what, 4-1? 5-1. So they ran the ball one time in the first two drives against the Packers. They got a 5-yard rush, which I think is pretty good. And I know that the nature of any offensive coordinator worth his salt is to want to call varied plays. Number one, because it's going to keep the opponent having to commit to various parts of the field and various ideas. Maybe you have a spy on somebody, etc. It's good business. But when they've been running so well, and so much of their successful run game is also helping the passing game, and that is a part of the function of the Ben Johnson offense, I think that you can help him in more productive situations with the play calling being what it is. That said, I think part of the reason we're talking about the last play of the game as much as we are, for example, is because it was the same play as the prior week. So it would make sense that Green Bay studied that play during their tape study this week and during their practice in their film study. I trust Ben Johnson to run different plays as well. And I understand that's a way you might be teaching your team and thusly your quarterback. The biggest thing that I'm concerned about too is that part of his offense, a big part of it, is predicated on the screen game, which hasn't been there the past few weeks. So if that gets going, and that's a reasonable thing to want to get going, it's also what you study as far as the quarterback, if he's struggling, that will help Caleb Williams as well. You don't have to have a 300-yard game by throwing 300 yards in the air. You can have a 300-yard game by throwing 2 yards ahead to DJ Moore in the flat, and he can run for you. So I think, yes, has the improvement been where we wanted it to see? If that's your first test of the December look of this offense, is it good enough? No. But am I ready to say that this is the individual I'm going to get for the next four games? No.
Well, let's look at the specific thing you just brought up, the screen game, right? Over the course of the season, from start to now, Caleb Williams has been inefficient and inaccurate in getting a runner's ball on a screen.
I'm aware.
And so when we're talking about getting things better, I don't see what you're seeing that tells you that's going to improve based on the mechanical flaws that he is shown us in terms of the pedestrian throws that we've talked about. And that's kind of my point, is that the pedestrian is probably going to be off kilter for the rest of the season. I'm not saying he can't get a little bit better, but the lack of consistency, there's no evidence to show that he's going to get better at the pedestrian stuff without an off season of change. And that's what I'm talking about. The guys that we've talked to this week, they've kind of pointed to, you need an off season to fix that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Let's listen to Tim Jenkins. He talked to us yesterday when discussing the mechanics that we saw that led to inconsistency.
You see it when he sails the ball. I tell you, you see 3 to 4 of them each week. Now, he also has enough arm talent where he can make biomechanic. You're not always going to be in a perfect biomechanic position in football. That's what I do love about quarterback play, right? Is you got to have like high-end pitching mechanics, right? High-end pitching biomechanics, but you have to do it with people trying to hit you. You know, there's a big debate. Everybody's like, what's harder to teach, pitchers or quarterbacks? And I would say, hey, pitchers, if the third base coach could hit you, but he can't, right? He's stuck out there. So it's, of course, playing quarterback, because sometimes you're just in a compromised position. I'd say you get 3 to 4 every week. I think 2 of them come to bite him in the tail. And that's just, yeah, he's got to get it corrected. The easiest fix, like if you were working with a young guy, is to keep the back foot on the ground, right? Keep the back foot on the ground, rotate, because it's really hard. I mean, just while you guys are sitting, try to lock out your front, like try to put both your feet on the ground, try to lock out your left knee and then turn your right. Like that's like you can't do that biomechanically. Like, so to me, it's always easier to just keep that back foot engaged. Simultaneously, these elite throwers, these guys that can rotate, like they don't have to do that. Aaron Rodgers does a great job of both his feet are actually off the ground when he's throwing, right? But I do think there's a lot of little fixes he could make this offseason that will clean all this up. Because ultimately, we just need him to be able to hit his layups. We need him to be able to hit the big in cut instead of sail that one and then complete the one to commit, right? Like, we need him to hit both of those.
So listening to Tim Jenkins there, it kind of hones in on the specifics. And I'll give you an analogy of a basketball player. You ever seen a super athletic, like high school basketball player who can dunk on people and do all kinds of crazy stuff? But then you'll see when he's not able to dunk the basketball because physically he can't get high enough, he misses the layup. That's kind of where Caleb Williams is right now. He can make all the spectacle. He could be in a dunk contest tomorrow. But as far as layup line, you worry, can he make the layup? And so far this season, we haven't seen enough evidence that he can make the layup. And just listening to how he's describing it, because he can do all the special Aaron Rodgers-like, his idol, by the way, throws, but it's the very basic stuff that's really holding back this offense.
No, and I agree. I think one of the things that I talked about first that was an element of concern this season was, please don't throw everything as a plus-plus fastball. And in the past couple of games, we have finally seen that not happen. there has been more touch on passes. Passes of consequence, by the way. Like third down passes, plays where you knew you needed to move the chains. So I think that because of that, you will see some adjustment here. I understand why footwork might not come as easily. That makes sense. I tend to, if you go through the mechanics yourself and you footwork wise, talk about what Tim Jenkins talks about, you could see why, especially for somebody who's not 6'2", who's not 6'4", why they would want to be on their front foot as much as possible, because it helps with seeing the field. So that, I think, is part of this as well, is are you willing to, I'm not saying he's on his tippy toes, but is it a situation where that just helps you stretch up a little bit more to see over the helmets, the hands, where your receiver needs to be?
Yeah, just like we're conscious of him getting balls batted down, he's conscious of it too, right? He wants to see better. He wants to avoid stuff, sidearm throw. There's so many different ways he can try to avoid that.
He's risk averse. But I think because of that, he's got to learn what he needs to do and what his levers are in the NFL. And I think not throwing a fastball all the time is a good indication that this is still something that we can see happen to an extent during the season. And I know Kurt Warner was something that you listened into keenly when he was on earlier this week with Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, the thing I loved about what Kurt was talking about is that he didn't necessarily have a problem with all the stuff Caleb was doing, but he said even the way the offense was going was maybe not what he wanted to see from Caleb.
Let's listen to Kurt Warner and what he had to say.
It's hard to really put your finger on what exactly it is. I don't think he's got, you know, terrible technique that, you know, that would lead him to miss a lot of throws, you know. And again, there's always different nuances to the technique, but I'm just saying, when you look at balance of his feet, you look at his shoulders, I don't think that's a big part of it. I think there's certain times where we've talked about him throwing the ball too hard, you know, putting too much on the ball. And when that happens, you miss by a little bit, you miss. And other guys that have more touch on the football, there's more room for air for adjustment with the guys on the other end. I think some of it, too, is getting comfortable with the timing element of the offense. And whether that's him getting comfortable with exactly how it's going to play out, or whether it's him getting comfortable with seeing the field, reading it, and being kind of ahead of the play. And what I mean by that is, a quarterback, you know, you kind of have to read and see ahead of the throw on what's going to be open. And if you're a little bit late on that, now all of a sudden you rush the entire process. You rush physically. You throw the ball a little bit harder than you want to. You're not quite ready to make a certain throw. And that can lead to some of the misses as well.
That, our segment, by the way, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody asking a question we want to ask it of you, too. If Caleb Williams doesn't improve this season to the extent we've already seen, what is the Bears' ceiling?
Now, that's the interesting thing about this. I think Ben Johnson, as I've stated for weeks now, is so dynamic as a play caller, as a head coach, because that was what I wasn't sure about, right? Like, how good of a head coach will he be? We know he can draw it up and put it out there for his players to execute, but how good of a leader as a head coach can he be? Because those are different things. I think he's done a phenomenal job. That's why they're 9-4. But I think there's just a very slim margin of error. But I think this team could still win the NFC. I think that's how good they are, as far as I see that look you're giving me
because
right now.
Because you're all over the place.
I'm not all over the place.
Make it make sense.
No, they have a smaller chance of doing it because Caleb Williams is not going to get where I was hopeful that he might get in 1 year. But they still have a chance. It's just the margin of error is so much thinner. It's just so much there. Like, them going on the road to L.A. or Seattle, like, I don't like their chances. Not that they can't win, because, you know, any given Sunday.
To win the NFC,
yes.
To beat the Rams and the Seahawks, you will have to have a game where your quarterback is the one getting it done for you.
Yes.
Can you say that based on what you just said?
No, I can't. But what I can say is, if he doesn't make mistakes, that's part of the battle, right? If they attack, like, who was it that just beat the Rams? The Panthers? Get some interceptions, anything can happen, right? That's how they live, right? Off the takeaway. If the defense can get a hold, if Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards are back as your linebacking core when the playoffs start, these are all things that could happen, right? Reasonably.
Hold that thought. We have more to come on this segment. We want to ask you too. 312-644-6767. You're welcome to chime in via text, via call. Trying to keep you warm out here with the weather being what it is. So we want to know, what is the Bears ceiling if you think that Caleb Williams has reached at least his peak this season as far as development is concerned? This is Rahimi Harrison-Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on The Score, and we listen for it because the winter meetings are going on, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Our producers are Ray Diaz and Tyler Buterbaugh. Tyler, with that great opening you heard earlier, Ray keeps us functioning as he tends to do. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. And you can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. That is where our Twitch mob is hanging out. It's a show within a show, and it's always fun to listen to and read in this case. Our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, working hard for you. So we continue the conversation next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.